Our next guest has promoted the idea that if you hire him, he's going to put on the gloves for you and go to fight for you, fighting the good fight for you, with you, and because of you. He even has a podcast, Gloves Off, a legal podcast that he does. He's a very active guy, hardworking lawyer, Detroit area plaintiff's attorney, Van Johnson, on the other end of our line right now. Van, long time no talk to. How are you?
Good morning, Paul W. How are you, sir? I'm well.
I am excellent. More disturbing news coming out of the Oxford tragedy, that you have found that an armed Oxford High School security guard actually had an opportunity to, but failed to, stop that mass shooting that killed four students and injured seven others. Incredibly, thinking the attack was a drill, and in fact, one of the students was wearing really good makeup as he bled to death. My goodness, Van, never expected to hear this. How did you find this out?
Well, Paul W., we've been fighting with Oxford Community Schools to get full and complete access to the video, security video, as well as with, sadly, Oakland County, who's been fighting us on that issue. And the deal breaker, or I should say the deal struck, was, okay, Van, come to the Oakland County Prosecutor's Office and we'll show you. We're just not going to give it to you. So I do thank Prosecutor McDonald and Prosecutor Marquise who sat down with me and gave me access to it. But to my much shock and dismay, as you can imagine, looking at what was there, it was horrible. But then to see an armed security guard who actually went to the bathroom where two of my clients, Justin Schilling, were there, and Keegan Gregory was there, and so was Crumley. And to watch her open the door, then shut the door and walk away, and then over a minute later to know that Justin Schilling was shot and killed, and then Keegan Gregory come literally just running out of the bathroom for his life and luckily avoided being killed. It was horrible to see, and obviously as an Oxford Community Schools employee, we added her to the lawsuit along with the other Oxford Community employees. And as you know, Paul W., I've also sued the Crumleys, so not leaving them out either. But well, we're going to try to hold every single person that played a role in the failure to prevent this accountable. And these families were, as you could probably see yesterday if you saw any of the video, absolutely, they called it a gut punch, and adding insult to injury. That we weren't told about this until 8 months later, and they had to learn about this from me as opposed to the folks on the front line.
How could that not have been considered a significant finding during all of this?
Paul W., I said that we have other examples to compare it to, but look at Uvalde, Texas, right? Horrible tragedy there. Within 48 hours, you had the governor of Texas and the chief law enforcement officer of Texas referring to the police chief by name, calling and showing video of the hallway outside where the shooter was, and calling out the mistakes of what were made. Okay, that contrast that with here in Oxford, and no one told us anything. But in particular, this should have been Oxford Community Schools. This was their employee. They've known about this for months and never told anybody. It's despicable.
This is not like, and forgive me, security guards, but I'm going to say it this way. This is not like a low-level, untrained security guard. This woman was a former, from what I understand, Oakland County sheriff deputy.
For over 20 years, Paul. For over 20 years, correct.
Oh, boy.
So
yeah.
She is, not only is she armed, right? So if she's armed, ask yourself, why doesn't she, and she's the security officer, how does she not know whether it's a drill or not? And the answer is, of course, she knew it was not a drill. Okay.
Yeah, I said earlier, I sure hope that when schools have drills like this, they let everybody know that there's a drill underway. I would have assumed
Paul,
I don't mean to do that, but I did assume it.
You're correct. I've got big kids and little kids. I got two little ones, 12 and 11. They call it Alice drill. And they tell the kids and everybody it's a drill so they don't panic and think that they're going to be shot and killed.
Right.
And then they explain to them, but God forbid if there was one, you have to think and act like it would be real so you know what to do. They tell everybody, they tell the kids that so they don't panic. So don't tell me that she didn't know And then why did she have her gun pulled when she got to this second bathroom, as we call it, bathroom two, because there were two bathroom incidents that we're not even going to talk about number one right now. And the fact of the matter is that she had her gun pulled because she knew what was real. And then what she told investigators, Paul W., is that when she doesn't know why she even went to the bathroom, no one told her anything about the bathroom. And then when she pulled the bathroom door open, where we know three boys were, that she didn't look in and didn't hear anything. And so it's her job to, quote, clear the bathroom. If she's going to open the door, you got to go in. We've seen it on TV. We've seen it in movies. And the real police officers and those in the military will tell you clearing means you go in and physically look and make sure that there was in there. And, sure. And what do you think? All three of these guys, you think Crumley was hiding? He wasn't hiding. He wanted to be caught.
I got to tell you, Van Johnson, Detroit area plaintiff's attorney, well known. Fighting the good fight for you, with you, because of you is one of his slogans. You always see the boxing gloves. He puts the gloves on for his clients. So I understand all of that. But this is pretty unbelievable. And you're telling me, I haven't seen the video, the film, she actually had her gun drawn when she opened the bathroom door. I mean, that alone indicates she knew something was wrong. Secondly, I'm going to get the answer from you, Vin, because I was told she didn't see anything, so she closed the door. And then I was told when she saw the student covered with blood, she thought it was really good makeup and it was a drill. Which is it?
That's a quote. Correct, Paul W. It's horrible. And again, when something like this happens, and the sad reality for my clients is not only two of them have lost their sons, and then Keegan Gregory, who was in the bathroom one-on-one with the shooter, and all the other kids who were in the classrooms and throughout the school, terrified, right? But these folks, these families, Paul W., still have kids in Oxford Community Schools. You got to step up and come forward and just explain what happened, and you're going to put your version on. I get that, right? I'm a lawyer. We have two versions, mine and theirs. But show the video that of what you can show. Explain the mistakes that were made, right? And say, this is how we're going to address this in the future. But what you have ever since then is Oxford Community Schools, in my opinion, mishandling this entire event and hiding things from their constituents and from the people. And it's just, like you said it on the intro, it's like something new every day. And the reason why it's new every day is because after 8 months, it's been 8 months, Paul W., since this tragedy happened, new things are coming out because they've hidden from the public and their constituents what really happened. And obviously, we're going to try to do our best to hold them accountable. We want our kids safe in school. We want schools to see and understand the mistakes that were made so that, God forbid, this never happened to any school child ever again.
So we have about a minute left, Vin. What's the best outcome for you? What are you looking for these parents?
Well, to get to the bottom of the truth, and until I get every piece of evidence that exists, which I have not even close where we need to get to, and then be able to review that with them and make recommendations accordingly, much like I did yesterday, that's the number one goal. These folks want accountability, and they want to know that there's no other bombshells out there that they don't know about. So when they go to these criminal trials, Paul W., which are likely, you know, to be later on this year or more likely next year, they're not hearing about this stuff for the first time.
Yeah, and let's face it, we're talking about a public school. This is not some private school that doesn't take federal money and doesn't need to be accountable to anybody. This is a public school, and it's certainly accountable to all of us, let alone the parents who have children there and who have lost children there. And it seems very, very unfortunate that getting information is worse than like pulling teeth. And I'm glad you're getting the information and releasing it to us, Vin. Keep up the good work. Thank Let's talk again soon.
Thank you, Paul. Have a good day.
You do the same. Vin Johnson, Detroit area plaintiff's attorney, and he is working hard, no question, for his clients, and working hard to find, as he puts it, the truth. They just want to know what happened. And let's make sure it can't happen again. As we continue on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR.